God is going to bring the people back out to the house of Bethel, because ain't nowhere else that you can get some help. Ain't no help nowhere else. The help is not in the hospital. It's not at home. It's not on your job. We've searched, but it's in the house of the Lord. So we just thank God for this place, and we thank God for our shepherd on this morning. Hallelujah.
Appreciate you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I was glad that I was kind of wondering what the one of us named Sister Pastor be ready. She be ready to preach. Yeah, I'm ready to preach. Thank you, Lord. Glad to hear the good report, Sister Tawana. And it's going to get even gooder. It's going to get even gooder. Yes, God. The Lord reminded me before we started. God reminded me of a dream I had. It was a dream. I used to have certain times I prayed, you know, like wherever I am, I have certain times I pray. And so I was praying one day, and I heard rain, literally, way off. Then I was praying again. I don't know if it was the next day or something. Then I heard rain by the window. And God brought this vision back to me. And he told me this morning, he said, "Now I'm getting ready to rain in the house." Now I had that along, you know, when I was young in the Lord. But I'm telling you, God is good. I said, God is good. And we're looking for, you know, wonderful things from God as we give him. Praise the Lord. Before we pray, I want to say that the Holy Spirit put in my heart to bring the church to a 21-day fast, to fast for this, to ask God to remove this, whatever it is. It's a plague and much more. It's something else going on that we don't really know. You know, we can't listen to man, and because he be telling us one thing, and somebody will say something else. And so I told the Lord, I said, but like you said, you have to pray in this. This is an individual thing. Your walk with God is individual. And I'm going to show you in the scriptures. I'm glad that what was said today, because this is what God gave me. So we're going to go on a 21-day fast starting next Sunday, which is the 8th. And we're going to go for 21 days, Daniel type. Because you know, y'all, but we're going to listen. I feel that we'll do this like he wants us to do it. We're going to see results. We're going to see results. And during this time, if you feel led of God, I feel to say, take a day and go all day. Just water, you know, a juice or something all day. And then hop back on your vegetables. No meat. No meat. There are other things you can eat to get protein. And that's what you're going to learn. We got to learn how to take care of ourselves. We got to. So, you know, you eat peanut butter. That's a good protein. I don't know what else. Yeah, peanut butter. But you can do it. So we're going to fast, and I'll talk to Jackie and tell her what we're going to do. But we're going to start Sunday and fast 21 days down to the 29th or 30th. Praise the Lord. And we're going to see what God is going to do. I'm excited about what God can do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I say I'm excited. I don't know about y'all. I'm looking for God to move. I really am. I'm looking for God to be God, because God is still up there. You know, I'm not a half God or something over here. Hallelujah. But then we pray. I want to also ask us to be praying for the Hearns. Their son-in-law and the daughter went off to Colorado. And when they came back, he thought it was something wrong with his chest, like, you know, breathing or something like this. So he goes in and he's got COVID. Now, sister them was with, they was at the, you know, at the Hearns house. They came to see him, you know what I'm saying? So she done got up this morning. She called me this morning. She said she got up to go get ready to come to church. And when she got ready, her son-in-law called her and said, "Mama, I've just been, I've just been tested positive for COVID." So that means she got to stay in 14 days. But be praying for him, because Brother Ed is trying to seek God for the next 21 days. You remember he told us. So his body will be, you know, down. So be praying that God will just give him what he's looking for. I wish I knew how to talk to people in a lot of things. Sometimes when I don't know what to say, I just shut my mouth and don't say nothing, because you don't want to offend anybody. But, some things We just don't be knowing. You know, we just don't know where you stand. Father, I really want to thank you today. I want to thank you every day. But today, I pray that you would bless the saints today. Anoint thy servant, O God. Hallelujah. Help me to be able to expound what you put in my heart to give to the saints. Oh God, in Jesus' name I pray. Bless the service and bless the people we've asked you. And if people here have people with COVID, I pray that you would intercede and bless them. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Bless the people in my neighborhood. Lead and guide me to speak to those that you say speak to. I ask it in Jesus' name. And I give you the service in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Would everybody say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the Sunday school lesson today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let me tell you something. You grow in grace. You grow in grace. Nobody in here know everything, including me. We just don't know everything. And there are some things we're only going to know when we see him, and we're going to find out how dumb we've been. But the one thing we can do is live right. That's what the Lord is trying to tell us through all this that Brother Al been preaching in Revelation about. He don't want us hot or cold. Either you eat cold or hot, one or two. You know, you want to stay out there, stay out there. But don't stay in the church and do this. And then you get lukewarm and he say, I'll sprue you out of my mouth. I'm tired of you now. And I believe the church is, God still loves the church. I really believe that. I believe Jesus, because I read a scripture and I counted it, because I noticed he kept saying it in the same thing. He said, and my arm is stretched out still. God is a God that ain't on either of us trying to put him together and trying to understand because you can't. And so today I want you to turn to, I'm not going to keep you very long. I want you to turn to John 1:49. John 1:49. Let me have to ask Al to get this other scripture for me. John 1:49. This is where Jesus went and John was talking about, you know, how when he came out from fasting, I think it's, and when he got baptized and he met the apostles and he met them. And let's go and let's start at the 32nd verse. This is when the Lord was filled. And John bare witness saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it bowed upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is the which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Again, the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed him. Then Jesus turned and saw them following and asked them, what are you looking for? What seek you? And that's what he's asking us. What are we looking for? What are we seeking? What are we, you know, I'm seeking. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm looking for something. I am. And I'm seeking something. I'm seeking a deeper walk with God. I mean, I'm seeking something. When I see the church, you know, and I see the church, I see the people, and I see people that I meet. We need God. We need him. And so he said, they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, master. And I don't believe no man should be called rabbi on this earth. I don't. Because he said right here, he told us in the scripture called no man a rabbi. And I have problems with this because I'm in love with a rabbi. And I love both of these, Jonathan Kahn and I love the Brother Burness. And they have a good word about Israel that I don't understand anything about Israel. And I love things about Israel. And but I said, Lord, I just can't call this man rabbi. So this lady calls me on this phone. Oh, how'd she get this phone number? And somebody called me on my phone and tell me that they appreciate me supporting the ministry and blah, 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 you know. And so I have to call. I don't want to, you know, be, you know, different or trying to think I'm trying to be funny. But that to me, that's plain. Call no man rabbi up on this earth and don't call nobody your father. Some, you know, address him as in father, you know, because there's one father and one God and one master. And I believe that. Praise the Lord. And so he said, and they said unto him, Rabbi, that is to say, being interpreted. Now, he was Rabbi, Master. Where are you staying? Where do you dwell thou? And he said unto them, what he said unto us, come and see. And that stuck in my heart. And Psalms 44. Look and see in Psalms 44. That's what I don't know why I didn't write that down. 46. Psalms 46. So last week, all the week long, I was seeking the Lord and trying to ask him what to do and things. And I'm so excited about the class that's going to start. And Kobe told me he would help me. He was excited. But, you know, I'm excited about it. I don't know what God's going to do with it, but I know what I want to do. And I know, you know, that it's a good thing to teach. Praise the Lord. And so we called a class from 12 to 16. And I want to teach. I want to do everything God has given me. I want to give to them. I found that young people need help. They got things going on. You know, we're going to have fun. We're going to really have fun. And we're going to learn about God. It's going to all be a godly thing. Because they're going to have to learn a verse a week. And so it's 52 weeks in a year. By 1 year, they'll know 52 verses. Amen. And I think that's good. Okay, and so he said, come and see. And so they came and saw. They came and saw where he lived, because you can't leave him when you see. And abode with him, for it was about the 10th hour. And one of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. So he began to draw in the people that he's going to use, amen, to do the work. Amen. But you know there were other people out there doing the work. Now, we want to go to, what did I say? Psalms 46. This is what God told me, really. I'm telling you. Maybe he's just talking to me. And maybe I need to know I need to know who he's talking to, you know. Because sometimes he do just be talking to you. Praise the Lord. Psalms. Now, many times I riff this Bible, I should know what Psalms is. Praise the Lord. Yeah. You know, I was telling Gwen, I told somebody that. I said, Psalms 46. Yes. Amen. And I know y'all know this. This is a famous Psalms. I mean, wrote many years ago, and people love it, and the church loves it. But this is what he told me, to tell all the church, it's time for them not to be still. And so I looked up be still, and I come up with the 46th chapter of Psalms. Because the waters are drawing. I mean, God is saying it's our refuge. Now, you know there's somebody that you can go to when you're in trouble. God is your refuge, and read it. Y'all ain't got your Bibles out. And your strength. We were talking this morning, kind of me and Al come in. Beloved saints got to get well. I'm the pastor, so I can say these things here. We got to get well. We can't do that's required of us now, you know, sick. We got to be well. It's nowhere in the Bible say you have to be sick. Don't let the devil tell you that lie. Sickness come from hell. It didn't come from God. God don't put sickness on people. Even when Job was tested, he was tested by the devil. So don't let the devil tell you, you get old. You know, I don't play that. You know, well, Sister Dave, you getting old. I say, really? No, I don't play that. You know, they telling me I'm old. Yeah, that's what my birth certificate said. I'm sure it's right. Praise the Lord. But just because I'm old don't mean I got to have dementia and some dementia and all this. And then sidus this and beauty this and tendonitis that. And well, you know, you're old. And something, you know, and I love God's people. I love them. I do love them. I do. But I see people that haven't seen me in a while. You know, that walk up to me and say, well, sister, you know how your knees feel. I say, no, honey, I don't. I try to say it nice. You know, I'm not bragging, but my knees don't hurt me. I'm sorry. Years ago when I got around 70, God began to show me how to take care of my body. And he told me that I couldn't eat a lot of sugar and a lot of salt. And I'm not preaching this. But I'm saying we got to take care of ourselves, beloved. That should be preached. It ought to be a sermon on that. It should be preached. Because I believe God wants us to take care of ourselves. Now, you got to know, like Al was saying, because if somebody go buy you a whole thing of cookies, and you like cookies, you may pass by them two or three times, but soon you're going to stop and eat a cookie. And like my daughter told me, say, Pastor, I can't eat just a cookie. I got to eat the whole thing. So when I start on it, it gets good and I eat the whole package. Amen. So you got to have something temptable laying up on your counter, but it's got to be something you can do. Because we ain't going to have no cookies. If you put them in the house, it's going to be your business. And it ain't going to be sugarless cookies, those cookies, period. And that's going to hurt Pastor because Pastor loves sugarless cookies. Because she buys me sugarless cookies, sister, do over here. And then they got some that's real low in sugar. It's got chocolate on them, girl. And that's low in sugar. Woo. Good, good, good. Got chocolate. Elsa, praise the Lord. So we're gonna get so involved in what God is saying that we can be a help to turn this thing around. You believe that? This little bitty church can turn this thing around. I read where these people got together. Well, something was happening in Czechoslovakia or somewhere over there. And this pastor got all excited. He put the church on a fast, and they turned that whole government around. They didn't even live in Czechoslovakia. Because God said, if my people that are called by my name, are you called by his name? Do you call your name a Christian? Well, you called by his name. Well, humble themselves and pray. Hallelujah. Seek my face. Turn. We got to turn. We got to turn from our wicked ways. Hallelujah. We got to do that, children of God. He'd hear from heaven. He'd heal us. He would heal us and heal the land. Now that's what he said. And I believe what he says, sister. If we would get here and pray and really believe we can do this thing, I believe we can. I believe it don't take a lot of people. He said, well, two or three are gathered in my name, I'm going to be in the midst of them. And I believe if two of us get together and pray, we can turn some things. And I believe that. We can turn some nations. We can turn what's going on in places. We got to tell them, say, you know, oh, poor little nothing. God ain't poor. He ain't poor in no sense. He ain't poor in your mind when you say poor little thing. He ain't in that. God is a very, he's a trillionaire. You can't, treasures untold. He is God. And there's nobody else like him. Praise the Lord. I just love him. And so the Bible say God is our refuge and our strength. Listen, a very present help in trouble. Y'all believe that? Really? Therefore, because we believe that now, therefore will we not, we fear. Though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, and I'm telling you, it just seemed like everything is just today. Y'all know it is. I told the Lord, I said, God, I listen to the news, but I don't halfway know what these people saying. Because there's too many voices. Well, you know, you listen at 5 o'clock, it say one thing, then another CDC come on, it's 6, he say something else. I said, I tell you what, Lord, I'm going to listen to you. I'm asking you what to do, when to do it, and I don't care what nobody say, it ain't nobody's business what I do, cause I'm old enough to take care of myself. Amen. And so I'm gonna do what you say do. And that's another thing, you gotta get your mind off of what people telling you, and what this one is saying to you, and do what God tell you to do. We got to have a revelation with God. You got to know him for yourself. Cause you can't, right now, I'm telling you, right now you sure can't. You can't, you just cannot. I love you, but hey. Okay, he said, and though the mountains shake with the swelling, that means earthquakes and divers places. God told us these things. Children of God, I don't know what's going to happen next. I'm not a prophet. I'm not going to prophesy anything, but I can say what the Bible say. And Matthew 25, he tells us what's going to happen in this earth. It ain't nothing good, and any little sit up here trying to shake ourselves off and think it's going to be, you know what I'm saying? Except, well, you know, I don't know, you know. I just think we just need to get close to God. Now, that's what I'm thinking. Since we don't know what's going on, we don't. And at least we can do, we may can't fast like Christ, but we can at least get off of sugar and get off of sodas and junk we got off before. Well, I want some meat. Can I have? No. We ain't going to have no meat. I know. Well, you get protein from something else. And if you don't know, look, get online and ask Google. They say, because I always say, ask Google. Google know everything. So you know what to eat. Now, here it is. I know there are people with you know, like health, diabetes and all this kind of stuff, and y'all may can't do what, but let me, don't make excuses though. Come on. These are serious times we living in. Our families are at you know, they are in the bucket. Everybody is needs some help. Everybody need help. And so we got to get hold of God. We can't just sit up and have a meeting and say, what you think we ought to do? We don't know what to do. If we did, we'd have did it. You know, so we come in here, we got to go somewhere where somebody going to tell us the truth. And I don't know if nobody going to tell you the truth but the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus said, I'm going away, but I'm going to leave somebody with you that's going to lead and guide you into all truth. And I believe now this is time to get really in friends with the Holy Ghost. I think we need to even call him down there. Now, I was taught not to pray to the Holy Ghost. Now, I know maybe y'all were never taught that. I was told not to pray, so, you know, Holy Spirit, I will. But I'd say, help me. I said, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to know what to do for the saints' sake. Help me, Lord. I be around people. I'm in a neighborhood where most of the people there are 80, 70, and it's one little young couple that live at the corner, which I don't ever see her because she works. You know what I'm saying? But most of the people that I live in this 22-house thing, they're all old people. They're all old people. So I was really happy to tell the old people what God had done. Because one man was coming over every Wednesday knocking on my door and saying, oh, how your husband doing? You know, I had that. And blah, 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 blah. And so one day I told him, I said, the Lord did a 180-degree turn. My husband is well. He said, oh. He got mad and didn't come no more. You know what I mean? He really walked away sad because he wanted to come. You know how you like to talk? People like to talk this sad stuff. You know, my hip hurting over here, and I got something right here and right here. You know, come on, come on, come on. God got a good story for you. God want to make you happy. He said, hallelujah, in the word, he just said, I won't fear and have nothing to go. Come on here. Goodness gracious alive. And so here we are. Okay, let's read. Somebody read the next verse for me. Somebody got the Bible. Read the next verse. There's a river. Yes, Lord. Ooh, my death by that river. The streams of that river make glad the city of God. Who is the city of God? Hallelujah, Jesus. We are the city of God. Do you know that? We are God's children. God love us so much. You can tell that children of God. God love us so much. It's no way I'm going to stand here and explain nothing. But I know that God is going to do something on this fast. He's going to do something at the end of this fast. Praise the Lord. So look for your healing. Look for somebody to come in you've been praying for. Look for it. Ask God largely things and expect him to do and look for it. You know, you tell a kid, you know, they say, Mama, can you give me that Dooley Dolly for Christmas? Whatever it is and whatever it costs, Mama going to try to get that Dooley Dolly for Christmas. And the average child trusts their mothers and dads. And because when they tell them they're going to do something, they be looking for it. They don't bit more think you ain't going to leave it wherever y'all leave it at now. You know, I don't know. Everybody's opinions is different now. You know, the trees or whatever. If you don't put up a tree where if you leave it in front of that door, they're going to expect when they get up Christmas morning, when they get, they're going to that door expecting that Dooley Dolly. They're going to the front door. And that's the way we should be with God. When we ask God something, hallelujah, we're going to fast, Lord, 21 days. After that 21 days, we ought to be looking for something. Oh, that's good. So have something to look for on that 21 day. You know, put something before God. Thank you, Jesus. Put it before him. Put it before him, honey. And you're going to get good reports and things you just would thought would happen, going to happen. God is moving by his spirit. God loves us. I mean, God loves us so much. Sometimes I just cry because if I do something, I say, oh, Lord, I just love him. He's just, you can't help but love him. I mean, if you meet him, you can't help but love him. You just can't. Look how good he's been to you. Tawana, I'm so, you made, girl, I almost shouted over you. Ooh, And his sister, she feeling, you know, I talked to her again. She went, look at her, getting up, trying to do a little step. I said, I ought to go over there and, well, me and her do it, cut a few rugs over there. Praise the sister be looking at me, girl, I used to dance. I'm telling you, I used to sit the floor down, baby. Yeah. Me and my cousin, we get out there and everybody get back. We could dance, honey. And I ain't stopped. If I can't do like I did, I can move my foot a little bit. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah! Cause God gave me the strength to do it. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed. If you shame, I'm sorry for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just pray, don't let pastor fall. Cause I'm feeling God is so good. The streams thereof. Hallelujah. What did he say about them streams at L? The streams about the river that make glad the city of God. Oh, the Lord is telling me as we pray during this time of 21 days, praise the Lord, the rivers are going to flow in our hearts and we're going to feel the closest to God that we've never felt. If you go with the right mind, children of God, you're going to feel something you ain't been feeling in years. Oh, the many times I know you too, El. The many times I tell God, oh, Lord, please draw me closer. Let me come nearer. Oh, my God, because I remember what I had. I remember all the visions and the dreams that God gave. Oh, God, draw me nearer. Oh, God, draw me closer. But we're so tired, with the things we want to do. If you look back and say, now, why am I tired like this? That's right. I did such and such. And it wasn't done for him. You didn't say I went across the street and witnessed to that woman. You said I did something I wanted to do. So the things we want to do, we think got to be done. Wearing you out, y'all. Well, you can't even, we said, well, you know, I got to do such and such a things. Really? Really? I'll leave that to you. He said, God is in the midst of us. Or her. She shall not be moved. Listen to this now. God shall keep her and that right early. God is going to start now keeping you, and he already kept you. And he's going to keep you through whatever you go through. God is going to keep you. And I believe that, sister. I do. I believe it's God going to keep me through whatever I go through. He's going to keep me. I just believe that. I do. Praise the Lord. So I tickled Dad when I get in the car. Well, he wanted me to take him somewhere yesterday, and I was in my little car that he bought me. And I said, Dad, you got your truck moved over too far. You know, I don't want to, you know, I'm not 100%, you know, driving. I said, so he said, oh, it is kind of, yeah. Okay, so he got it moved over, you know. And he said, girl, don't be scared. I said, I'm not going to be scared, but you're not going to hear me cramping, trying to, oh God, praying my way out of this driveway. Just move your truck over and I can get out. And so I took him. Oh, he was proud, you know. Hallelujah. God, I'm telling you, God, I think we that older and been with God. God is something. He loves you down to a whatever you need. I mean, he's just there. He just good. And when you don't think that, you know, you say, Lord, then you feel kind of bad because you say, well, I didn't. Praise the Lord. But God don't look at that. God is looking at our hearts, El. He looks at our hearts. He look at why and if, why you do what you do, why you think what you think. Pray. You make a thing something somebody else can't think. You might do something somebody else can't do. But God knows you as a person. Say, God knows me as a person. I'm a special person to God, and you are. You are special to God, and you can't think like Al or Sister Davis or her or Sister her. Pray you got to get your own testimony, your own dance, your own song. You got to have a personal thing with God. It's got to be personal. Okay, God should help her that right early. Listen, and I know this is the truth. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. I mean, listen, we look overseas, they're cutting up like nothing over there now. Iran going to this one, and this one going against that one. And I just look, I said, Lord, and I look at this scripture. He said the heathen raged And the kingdoms were moved. Praise the, and they are being moved. And he uttered his voice. I said, whatever you want to do over there, that's what you're going to do, Lord. When you utter your voice, whatever's supposed to be done over in Iran, it's going to be done. I said, cause you're God and it's nobody else but you. Praise. So I ain't worried about is Iran going to do what he going to do. I ain't worried about it. And yeah, they got all kind of stuff over there. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? Somehow or another, I'm not worried about what they got. What I'm worried about is let me stay in a place where I can be hid. Where I'm hid away with you. Let me be right. Let me be good in my heart. Change my heart. Lord, look in my heart. You say, well, I'm good. No, you ain't that good. Ask God to cleanse your heart. Ask God to cleanse your mind. Ask God to cleanse you. Ask God to let you put on that robe of righteousness. Praise the Lord, that fine linen, which is the righteousness of the saints. The fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. That's what the Bible say in Revelation. And we need to be righteous. Righteous means right standing. Right standing with God. It don't matter if you don't know everything. You ain't going to never know everything. I get on my knees. I say, Lord, I ain't going to be trying to figure you out. I ain't going that way. All I know is you're God. And all I know is what I've seen you do. And all I know is how you have kept me these years. And then I trace down what he did. Praise the Lord. And I can go back over my life and you can too. You may not be older than me, but what am I talking about? Of course you ain't older than me. But you know God has been good to you. You know, he took you out of stuff that you wouldn't have never got out of. If you had a stayed in it, you wouldn't be here. Some of y'all, praise the Lord, you probably be gone. You probably be sick. You probably be somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? But it had not been for God on my side. Let Israel not say, if it had not been for God on my side, praise the Lord, I don't know where I'd be, and I'm going to tell you. Praise the Lord. Oh, he gives us so much. I think about how much he gives us, the saints. We are so blessed. Hallelujah. You know, you might have dreams and visions. Nothing comes up on us that God don't see or tell somebody or warn you with a telephone call. God is, woo-wee, God is good. There is nobody like our Lord. And you ought to be glad that you know him. Glad, hallelujah. Glad, hallelujah. I know we sang a song, that's all we can do because we don't know, we don't really know the depths. We can't sing the depths. We ain't even got the depths of the song that we're going to sing. We getting ready to sing a new song that ain't nobody going to know but him, me and God. We getting ready to sing a new song. The church, God going to get God. Ooh, Jesus. I'm looking for this church. I see it in my spirit. I see people that's been touched by God. And I'm seeing what Elle always say all the time. You got to stay humble. You got to stay humble. Hallelujah. You got to be the hose and let him be the water. Praise. You got to be the, you understand what I'm saying? You got to always be humble. And Catherine Kuhlman understood that God used Catherine Kuhlman. They say about the greatest healer. Well, you know what I'm saying? God used her. Praise the Lord. But at night she had a big mirror up on the it was a mirror over a bed, and she would look up at God. Because you know how people are, oh, thank you, Catherine. Oh, Catherine, Catherine. And she had to be always concerned about that. So she looked up, and she said, Lord, everything they said with my name on it, it all go to you. And she prayed every night and told God, you know what? When he say he a jealous God, he means do what he say. That's a good No, you can't let people lift you up because if you do something, you're just the sweetest. Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, be careful. It ain't nothing but the devil. And people try to, a lot of times people be, they don't be knowing that it's the devil using. If they're not saved, they don't know it's the devil using them. So be very careful about people lifting you up. Be careful. Because you be careful because you don't know what you might think that's wrong up in your head. And you don't know how everything get up in your head for you to think anything. That amazes me. My brain amazes me. I mean, Lord, how do my brain, I be telling God, I guess he think I'm the silliest thing. How do my brain know to wiggle my finger? How do my brain know to turn my wrist? I didn't put no contemplation in turning my wrist. I didn't put no contemplation in raising my hand. How did it know? Woo, we serve a God that's unexplainable. Listen, hold on. And since he's so unexplainable, love him. He will do things for you that's unexplainable, that you can't even testify about. You get your mouth will get all twisted. You can't even say. You can't even think about yourself. You get to think, but you say, woo, God, and there you go. When you think about how good God has been, and he's been good to all of us in this place. Oh, he's been so good to us. He's our refuge. He's our strength. All he told me to tell you to do, he said, I want to get out of this scripture and say, be still and know that I'm God. Where? I ain't down there yet, am I? Okay, I'll let you read it for me. Okay, so we can get down there. Okay, read. Yeah, read. The Lord of hosts. You hear what I'm saying? Now, hosting is, what do we think when we think in the Bible? It's going in like an army. But he is the Lord of hosts, and the host in the house is the one who take care of everything. He's the host of our house. He's the one. And you know what? What the hosts do? They see to everybody being comfortable. And when you go to this person's house, you say, oh, you know, they are wonderful hosts. Why? Because they kept everybody in, you know, they comfortable. You're comfortable with them. How you do, Sister Selena? You know, hallelujah. How's your family? And it don't be no junk, you know. You really feel in their heart that they're saying something real, not just talking. Oh, my gosh. I know my auntie and them, now the way they did down south, sister may know. My aunt kept a cake in her house, a plain cake and some lemonade or something, my auntie. You never went to her house without eating a piece of cake and drinking some Kool-Aid, especially when it lemonade, especially when it was hot. You could always, if you want to just get a piece of cake, go by Aunt Angie's house. Because Aunt Angie kept a cake, a pound cake, always in her house. You remember that, Gwen? And when you go there, people just come get a piece of cake. You know, because she was an excellent cook. Praise the Lord. And some lemonade. So when it was hot, her house would be filled. How you doing, Miss Angie? There ain't think about it, Miss Angie. You know, how you doing? Well, I see you done got the cake done. However they get in there and get a piece of cake. But she always done that. And that was her hospitality. But you know, are we hospitable? What do we offer people when they come around us? Are we hospitable? Are we hospitable? What do you call it? Hospitable? Oh, man. When that woman that you've been wanting to talk to walk away too many times and you never tell her about Jesus, were you being hospitable? I think that's the hospitablest person you could find is someone who tells somebody about the Lord. I know you can't speak to everybody, but you know what I'm saying. Amen. And you can be kind. Please be kind. When I'm going to tell you about this lady that looked like she was sucking lemons every day. Don't please and say you come from a revival center and shame us all because they think everybody in revival center be like that. You know, you carry your house or anywhere you at, even on your job. You know, if you ain't got nothing to good to say and you walk around and say, well, they all must be like that. You know, they all be like that. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, he's going to help us. During this 21 days, I want us to really try and to ask God to cleanse our hearts and to help us. Amen. Amen. It's going to be hard because you know how we are. We used to eating. But that got us in trouble in the first place. And it always was the woman that went and got us in trouble. So, and there's a lot of women in here, so women, let's get out of trouble. Amen. Don't say, well, I can't because I got such and such a thing. Ask God how to do it. You know, I can't tell you what your body is doing. I just go back to this personal thing now. I can't tell you what to do. But be honest. Be really honest in this because I really feel this. I do. I feel like this is a 21-day fast that's really needed for our nation. How about that? Wouldn't it be wonderful God use us as revival center to turn? We see things turning. Yes, and the CDD says things are turning in China and Yes, and people are, you know, they're not catching the virus. And this virus done went somewhere and it's done split. Hallelujah. And, you know, wouldn't that be wonderful? It can happen. Don't you? But we call ourselves to love. If you a child of God, you the biggest man. You got the biggest job in the world. You are higher than the king of Spain and the queen of England. You are something to be a child of the king. You a child of God. You are something. You believe that? It showed the truth. Read there. Probably lost the place. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob, which those are Jews, he's talking about, is our refuge. Read.
Come, behold the works of the Lord.
Behold the works of the Lord.
What desolation he has made in the earth.
What desolation he has made in the earth.
He maketh
wars to cease at the end of the earth and breaketh the bow.
Cutteth the spear in his
son. Yes.
He burneth the chariot in the fire.
Yes. Now this is what he told me. He told me first. He said, be still. Be still. You like that, Selena? Be still. And know. Only way you're going to find out is you're going to have to be still. We're going to have to stop trying to solve our own problems and quit trying to find out what's going to happen if I do this or something. No. We got to be still. And as we still before the Lord, he going to work for us. Because he can't work if you in the way. Most of us stay in the way all the time. That's why God don't, that's why we can't get nothing done. And you know, the angel have to trip over us because we going like this, like you're guarding somebody from shooting a basket. You know, he want us to be still and know that I am God. This is what he told me. That's on the scripture. I really got it. Be still and come and see. I said, well, Lord, hallelujah. And, yeah, good, come and see, good going in there. So we're going to come and see as we be still before God. We can't do nothing but get on the phone and talk about this same problem. Come on. We're going to either believe God or we're not. And it takes practice. Ain't nothing going to say, vroop. Don't work like that. Now you do it. And as you do it, then it becomes a part of you. Do you agree with that? As you do it, it becomes a part of you. But if you just look at it and never do it, you're going to still be looking at it. And still worried. Can't solve nothing. Don't tell me because we got problems. Everybody got them. You know, most people, everybody, a human, got something they need to give to God. Amen. Amen. You can't, if you'd have solved it, you'd have solved it last year. But here's another year, and you still talking about blah, 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 blah. This year, let's give it all to God. Praise the Lord. And you know, listen, I'm throwing this out to even the people that's listening over the air. If you want to come with us, praise the Lord, on this 21-day fast, I'll say something else about it next week. But we're going to start next week, which is the 8th. And we're going to touch God. We're going to touch God, so I ain't going with no plan. I'm too old to be playing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got 40 more years left. You know what I'm saying? I got to do what I'm going to do and do it well. And so I just thank the Lord for you. You understand by be still? Be still. What that mean? Let God do it. You can't handle it. If you could handle it, you'd have handled it before. It ain't doing it but making you not sleep, giving you high blood pressure, making your hair gray. Be still. Stress will kill you. Be still and know that I'm God. God had to tell me, be still. He said, give it to me. He said, because if you don't, you ain't going to be here. You're not going to be here. You're old, you're going to have a stroke, or you're going to have a heart attack. But you know what happened. And so I said, God means this thing. Shoot, I got to learn how to be still and stuff, and really give it to God. And it's not easy giving it to God. I'll tell you what you do, what I do. I just put me a song in there. You know, I make up me a song. If I can't think of something, I'll make up something. I can sing. Shoot, I come to church and say, oh, I'm so glad I'm going to church. So glad I love the Lord. So glad I make up something. I do. I could probably hit the hit parade with the songs I make up. Shoot. You know, and you can do the same. That's all David did. These things that David felt in his heart. That's songs he sung. He went nowhere and said, no, these are songs that David felt. The words that he was saying to God in tune. Be still, saints, and come and see who he is. And you will find out if you be still. But if you just wrestling and rumbling and carrying on, you'll never know him. I'll never know him. And I do want to know him. I do. I said, Lord, I want to know you and the power of your resurrection. And I don't know what I'll be saying, but I said what Paul said, and the fellowship of your sufferings. I want to know you. I want to know all about you. But I'm going to tell y'all something. You might as well not scared to say the power of your suffering, because America going to suffer. I don't care what you say. I mean, I ain't got to be no prophet to know that. I know any nation is doing what they're doing. A man kissing a man. A woman kissing a woman. And I mean on TV, I mean on nationwide, don't be telling me what to do. It's a sin against God, and God going to judge it. I say God is going to judge it. We may not say to God because we're America, and Israel was God's son. Hallelujah. And he forgave them for many things. But when you just get so, you get so hard-headed, you just don't want to, come on. We got to suffer for what we do. You can't just be, just because you don't whoop your kids don't mean God won't spank us. See, y'all don't whoop y'all kids, but God will beat your tail. You hear me what I'm saying? Yes, sir. We don't do it. Go sit down, Sally. Go sit down. Ooh, child, please. I said, Lord, I ain't getting nobody's kids because I'll be in jail. Ooh, because they will have one time to fall, just once. And have a, ooh, girl, please. So I just look at people's kids and the saints' kids. I guess they tired. You ain't, whooping ain't going to hurt nobody. God said, beat them and save their soul from hell. That's what he said. Amen. Thank you. And some of my kids have said, I ain't gonna say that. I didn't have to whoop too many of the kids, though, really. They was pretty decent kids. They really were. Amen. But when they got a whooping, they had to get a whooping. Praise the Lord. I remember whooping my son, Mike. Oh, he sit there. You know, like he's a man. I took that strap and I said, I don't care how you sit. I'm beating your tail. And he just loves mama. Because people know, one girl told me one of my kids, I don't know if she's here. No, yeah, she was Bridget's kid, a friend. She said, I wish she was my mother. Because her mama let her do anything she wanted. She could go anytime she wanted, go out any, go with it, whoever she wanted, go here, what she wanted. People, children want structure. They want structure. They feel like you don't care nothing about them. You don't try to at least tell them what's right to do sometime. They need structure. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm glad God whooped my tail when I needed. I'm glad. And you know, cause I'll get over it. I go and say, Daddy, Jesus, now you know, I won't do that no more. I won't say that. Hey, praise the Lord. I know how to get to him. See, like I told Elmer's favorite child. Was that the last verse? Be still. Okay. I'll be exalted, and he has been.
I will be exalted in the earth.
Yes. You hear that? Amen. So if he's going to be exalted in the earth, let's do our part, okay? Amen. All right.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
The Lord of hosts is our refuge. Selah. Say the God of Jacob is our refuge. I'm so glad for Abraham. We've studied about Abraham, but I don't think we realize what we studied. Because you never do. You know, you just don't, you just be in certain places, you just who you are. You know, so I'm grateful to the Lord for Abraham's life. And I love King David, though he messed up, but I still love him so much. And I know why God loved him, because he was so easy to repent. He had a good heart. You know, he had a good heart. He really did. He, you know, if he did something, he got before God, he meant it. But he still had to suffer. So God forgive you, but you got to suffer for some of this junk. If you want to be disobedient, don't want to obey God, you're going to suffer. He'll forgive you, but you're still going to suffer for what you did. Stand. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for Jesus. Amen. Indeed, God is a man of his word. He'll do what he say. Amen. That's all of you that's waiting for a miracle. This is your time. This is the time that you need to really trust God. You know, and say, God, this is my time. This is my day. Hallelujah. You're going to heal me. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you something. I can't heal you. I can pray with you. You know, and what you're going to see in this church ain't going to be me. I got sense enough to know that. And I've seen many things in my ministry. I've seen everything but the dead raised. And somebody walked up and said, you're going to raise the dead. I said, well, that'd be nice. Amen. But I know I've seen enough and dealt with people enough that I know it's a God. I know he's a deliverer. And I mean, he will deliver you. I've seen people that smoked for 50 years, got prayer, and God drove that nicotine devil. God showed me devils that they were different sizes. And the nicotine devil ain't that big. He about like this here. And that they go up in stature as they, who they, that's what he showed me. So a nicotine devil, I just thump him as, you know, this, you know. Amen. That, you know, he'll show you things. Now that may not be in the truth, you know what I'm saying, but it was true in my mind what he showed me. And we prayed for many people that had nicotine spirits, you know, even some here in this church, that God drove that spirit out. Oh, did he? You? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, it's a spirit. Yeah, it's a spirit. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Ah, so God is good. And then he moved the spirit from you. God did it. Praise the Lord. So we're glad to be here today. Give God a big clap off of him. He's a good guy. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Brother Al, when we realize something that's going to come to us this 21 days, we're going to have church. But you got to, something got to come to you, what you can realize. You know what I'm saying? You got to be, you can't be worried about what people going to think about you, whatever y'all be thinking about. Praise God. You got to do your little dance or do whatever you want to do for before your God, because he's your God. I mean, he may be her God, but he's your God. Amen. He's my God, Jackie. He may be your God, but he's my God. Amen. He's my defender, my refuge, and my strength. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody need prayer before we leave? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to miss you, sweetheart. I don't know how I'm going to do that, because the way we got it planned, miss you next week. I know you're coming over today. I'm talking about next Sunday. When we open, not only we starting fasting, but we starting our class, Kobe, next Sunday. And I'm trying to get things together, really. Linda got some stuff, but I don't want to be bothering people's stuff and stuff, you know. But we're going to do it. So Monday, I'm going to really come out and move some stuff. Bridget's going to get, we're going to do it to whoever can help. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So you're going to bring your kids out and then be here at 9:30 and not 9:50. Not 9:55. 9:30. So get here at 9:25. Right, be here on time. And hello, I know what you're saying. Jace, you be in my class next. You be here? Oh, that not y'all. You won't be here the first time. Well, the second time she won't be here. She got to stay 14 days. Yeah, they got to stay 14 days. Yeah. Oh, 10 days. I don't know. She didn't tell me how many days she had to quarantine. Oh, really? Children of God, God is going to give us a little understanding about this, what's going on. You know, because that's what I'm going to ask him too, about what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Because if we listen to the CDC, we're going to be crazy Z. We don't know. They don't know. They would tell you if they knew. They don't know. They don't know. This is something that I think it's judgment. I do. I believe it's a plague for judgment because of the way we act. So let us get ourselves together. And then you can say, I know I'm not going to get this. Because God is not going to put it on you if you do right. But if you get out there and be like them, you're going to have it too. And we're going to be praying for you. Okay? Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for today. I really appreciate you, Father. Help us to go on this 21-day fast, Lord. And not just to be doing stuff, but help us to seek your face, God, and ask you, you know, to move things from us and help us to be serious about this thing, God. But these are serious times we living in. Help us, Lord, to love one another, to pray for one another, Lord. We ask it in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Nobody said they needed prayer, right?